Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, are both guaranteed feeling pretty good this afternoon. Traffic's not looking bad.
No.
Weather's not looking bad. We're having a pretty good day going for us. Thank you so much for allowing us to share your Wednesday afternoon. It was a spectacular morning. I was in my backyard. I live in Gulf Breeze when the Blues started their Blues breakfast show. And I knew it was going. So I just went out on the back porch, on the back patio porch area, and sat back and watched. Great show. We'll talk about the Blues coming up. We have also three important things this afternoon you really need to know about. We're going to pass that on to you. Here goes number one.
Here's today's top three stories.
Changes are expected for the upcoming high school football season in Escambia County. Now, these are really could be very tangible changes, and Austin's really well abreast on this situation. Some games scheduled for Friday night could potentially be moved to Thursdays. This comes as part of a shortage of referees. The Southeastern Football Officials Association, they are meeting tonight at 6 o'clock on the UWF campus in the Argo Center to discuss how they're going to get the potential new referees. Now, how would that do with your scheduling? Because I know you're an ESPN guy with high school football.
We
do it on Fridays usually.
I'm assuming we would typically stick to the games that are on Friday night, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many games we're talking about getting moved to Thursdays.
I don't think anybody knows that as of yet.
Right.
Six o'clock, that meeting tonight at UWF.
Yeah, we'll have to keep track of that. And Pensacola is set to make the weekend downtown trolleys permanent. The city began offering free trolleys on Friday and Saturday nights back in November as part of a pilot program to provide transportation in areas of downtown where there is free parking. On July 17th, the city council will decide whether to award Winterfest of Pensacola a three-year almost $350,000 contract to operate the weekend trolleys. The city's parking fund will fund them.
Okay, here's your third story this hour. There has been a jump in youth handgun ownership in Florida. According to a study published this week in the Journal of Pediatrics, 6% of Florida teens are packing heat. That data shows 65% surge in youth handgun ownership in Florida from 2002 to 2022. Scammy Sheriff Chip Simmons says he really hasn't seen a rise in teen gun ownership on the local level. It is 4:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. All right, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. We typically have issues there, but there was an accident report or two in that area. Also have an accident report on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area heading towards Highway 87. That's adding to our typical congestion there. And we've got worse backups than usual on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 91 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. The next few days, we'll have some rainfall chances with highs sitting right at or just above 91 degrees. Now it's time for your history of the Blue Angels.
During winter training at El Centro in February of 1987, the Blue Angels would lose their first F-A-18 Hornet. Lieutenant Commander Dave Anderson was flying his number 5 plane on a routine practice flight when he experienced a double-engine flameout, a rare and often fatal occurrence in which both of a plane's engines simultaneously shut down. But Anderson managed to eject from the plane safely and was not injured. 2 months later, the Blue Angels flew their first public performance in the new F-A-18s at the Marine Corps Air Station, Yuma, Arizona. It was during the 1990 season at an air show in Grand Forks, North Dakota, that the Blue Angels flew their 3,000th public flight demonstration. The 1992 season saw the Blue Angels fly to Europe for the fourth time in history. But this was a European tour like no other had been, because these naval aviators would perform air shows in countries they previously would have visited only under combat conditions. With the fall of the Iron Curtain, the Blue Angels were invited to fly in the formerly communist bloc nations of Russia, Romania, and Bulgaria. As the team crossed over into Russian airspace, they were met by MiG fighter jets and escorted to Kubinka Air Force Base outside Moscow. According to the pilots, the highlight of their trip came in the days preceding the air show in Moscow. Both Russian pilots and the Blue Angel pilots participated in exchange flights where the Russians were taken up in the F-A-18s and the Blue Angels were taken up in Russian fighter jets. It was the first time any American pilot had flown a Russian jet in the skies over Moscow. And though flying in the back seat, the Blue Angels were given control of the stick and got the chance to actually pilot the Russian jets. It was an experience these aviators would never forget. Other European countries visited on this tour were Sweden, Finland, Spain, Italy, and the United Kingdom. More than 1 million people turned out to see the Blue Angels during this 4-week tour of Europe. I'll be back with more after this.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Is flying with the Blue Angels any more dangerous than flying elsewhere in the Navy? Find out in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's County Fair. I'm going
to
be
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the developments with the Chappie James Memorial Foundation and the monument they want to put up on Three Mile Bridge at the north end. New information from Mayor D.C. Reeves about downtown parking and who's paying for what and what changes are on the horizon. Gulf Breeze PD is going to be installing 3 license plate readers around the city. How are they actually going to work and what things can they be used to solve? Plus concerns people might have about privacy or misuse. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This way, you know we got a good thing going, and I don't want to see it end.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
421 News Radio 92.3. I was looking at that thermometer. It's the feel-good temperature in Gulf Breeze right now, 103. It is 98 Ouch. In Pensacola, and it is 100 in Milton. Nice, yes. Comfortable afternoon, I would say.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I hear that one. Hey, listen, multiple Florida residents suffering fireworks-related injuries over the 4th of July holiday weekend. We told you to be careful. Ariel Placenta of Tampa Bay TV affiliate WTVT. This is Channel 13 down there. She has more on the story.
This year, 2 people suffered hand injuries that required partial or full amputations. Then there were several residents who suffered significant trauma to their eardrums. And a boy under 10 years old was rushed into surgery after firework-related shrapnel pierced his chest. Emergency crews responded to plenty of injuries, but no property damage. That's a change compared to years past, Hillsborough County Fire Rescue admits. Because of that trend, the county focused recent messaging on how to prevent fires related to fireworks and tips for keeping your property safe. But after all the injury calls they got this year, the county is turning more attention on personal safety. In Tampa, Ariel Placencia, Fox News.
And Senator Rick Scott is making the case for why President Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Senator Scott wrote a piece yesterday in the Washington Times praising Trump for bombing Iran last month. Scott writes the global community has already begun to recognize the decision as a pivotal one to bring peace to the region. He adds more will soon recognize exactly how strategic it was to protect American security now and for decades to come. Scott predicts that recognition will lead to the Nobel Peace Prize for Trump.
So much for living in the now phase of life.
Right.
A little jump ahead there on the schedule. News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you. Florida Congresswoman calls for more information on Jeffrey Epstein to be released. Ryan Speltz has the details.
Florida's Anna Paulina Luna says people deserve to know the truth
as she calls on the Department of Justice to release more information on the convicted sex offender. This comes after the DOJ released a memo saying Jeffrey Epstein did not have a client list and died by suicide. President Trump fired back when a reporter asked about the conclusion.
Are people still talking about this guy, this creep?
The White House says some information was not released because of its graphic content that included child pornography. Luna, though, who leads a House Oversight Task Force on declassification of federal secrets, says there's plenty of evidence and info the DOJ can still release not related to victims. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, our U.S. officials are targeting additional elements of Iran's, it's called Shadow Banking Network. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control says sanctions will target 22 entities based in Hong Kong, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey, describing these as front companies that are part of Iran's shadow banking network, explaining they are used to sidestep U.S. sanctions by using offshore accounts to accept payment for Iranian oil, then funneling the money back to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps for weapons programs and to support its terrorist proxies and partners across the Middle East. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying in a statement, the Iranian regime relies heavily on its shadow banking system to fund its destabilizing nuclear and ballistic missile weapons programs, rather than for the benefit of the Iranian people. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks ending higher with the Nasdaq closing at a record high despite ongoing uncertainty about U.S. trade policies. Minutes from the Fed's June meeting were released this afternoon and show that policymakers largely held a wait-and-see stance on future rate cuts. And NVIDIA's record rally hitting a milestone, shares of the chip-making giant rose nearly 2% and lifting the AI darling to become the first U.S. company in history to hit a $4 trillion valuation. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Caterpillar, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Salesforce, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 218 points, the Nasdaq higher by 193, S&P 500 up 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses. You can find them on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident being reported on Highway 90. This is going to be near Blackwater River. We do have some heavier congestion there than usual, particularly if you're traveling westbound, coming over the river and heading into downtown Milton. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. The next several days into your weekend do have rainfall chances, with highs sitting in the low 90s.
Okay, we're going to take this weather situation just a little bit further this afternoon. And following what's happening out in Texas, over 100 people now have died after flash flooding swept through parts of central Texas. As search and rescue teams continue to look for more than 160 people that are still missing, Fox's Haley Meyer has the details from Kerrville, Texas.
The damage immeasurable when you talk about cars floating 20 feet into the tree branches still. Cabins from local youth camps, a big staple of this region as well, getting swept away. And unfortunately, Camp Mystic losing multiple young girls and camp counselors to the floodwaters there. At this point, though, the flood came so fast and so early, and that was the biggest piece as to why this was so deadly. Multiple rain gauges in the area reported 20 inches of rainfall, but this area is so quick to drain all of that into the Guadalupe River, which is why it only took about 45 minutes to an hour for some of these spots to rise.
And President Trump says the former CIA director and former FBI director are, and I quote, crooked as hell. Trump was asked about a Fox News report that the Department of Justice is opening a criminal probe into former FBI Chief James Comey and CIA Director John Brennan. The pair are reportedly being looked at for potential wrongdoing related to the investigation into claims of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Trump said he doesn't know much about the reporting, but whatever happens, happens.
427 News Radio 92.3, New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani officially getting endorsed, get this one, Austin, by the United Federation of Teachers.
Ooh.
Mamdani telling union members he will fight for all of them if he's elected as the next mayor and ensure teachers and schools have the resources they need.
I will be proud, just as I was in his assembly member, now as the next mayor of this city, to work with the union to fully fund our public schools. to ensure that every dollar we win, be it in City Hall or in Albany, for the purpose of our education, is actually going into our classrooms.
And the Army is ending most of its ceremonial horse units. Five units in Arizona, California, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas will close in a move officials say will save $2 million a year. The Army says that money will now be used for weapons and training. There will still be two active units at the Military District of Washington and Joint Base San Antonio that will participate in funeral services at Fort Sam Houston National Cemetery and Arlington National Cemetery.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The House Oversight Committee conducting its closed-door interview with former President Biden's doctor, and Chad Pergam says, and he was there, Fox's Chad Pergam says, yeah, the meeting did go on, but it was extremely short.
Kevin O'Connor didn't answer questions before the deposition, during the deposition, or after the deposition. In fact, I tried to get him to answer some questions in the hallway. He ducked everyone. The closed-door interview only ran half an hour. Fox is told that O'Connor invoked the Fifth on all questions, even a question about whether he understood the proceedings, but he did not cite the Fifth due to doctor-patient privileges. Republicans believe that O'Connor was not truthful about the president's cognition. They have lots of questions about use of the auto pen.
And the Trump administration's spending cuts by DOGE face some uncertainty in the Senate. Yesterday, Senate Appropriations Chair Susan Collins said she doesn't know if the package that passed the House can also clear the Senate. The package would formalize $9.4 billion in spending cuts. Funding to the USAID and Corporation for Public Broadcasting are included in the package, and the Senate has until July 18th to pass the bill.
It's been a story that's been circulating for way too long. I think we're going to finally get some answers here. Two major former government officials are under investigation for potential wrongdoing related to the 2016 Trump-Russia probe. David Spunt, up in Washington with more.
The scope of the two probes into former CIA Director John Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey, not crystal clear, but we do have some details to share. For the Brennan probe, Fox Digital's Brooke Singman reports that the current CIA Director John Ratcliffe turned over information recently to the FBI regarding Brennan potentially lying to Congress. Fox Digital reports the probe surrounds testimony to Congress and the FBI Director Kash Patel fully involved in that investigation. As for Mr. Comey, the former FBI Director fired by President Trump in 2017. That investigation is underway within the halls of the DOJ, but the specifics, though, are unclear.
Well, I will tell you this. If you want to be a millionaire, maybe, possibly, think about Powerball. Tonight, $216 million, $98.4 million, your cash option. That'll be coming down at 10 o'clock this evening. Coming up in 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump sending more letters to trade partners, warning their imports to the U.S. will be hit with tariffs next month.
You talk about Libya, talk about Iraq, Sri Lanka, as well as Algeria. A 30% reciprocal tariff on August 1st. Moldova and Brunei seeing a 25% tariff, and the Philippines at 20% tariff.
Fox's Edward Lawrence at the White House. At least 119 are dead in flood-ravaged central Texas as the search continues for the missing.
About 160-plus who are still among the missing. And unfortunately, when you talk about people who are missing after the flood, that probably means the death toll will continue to rise.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Ingram, Texas. In neighboring New Mexico, monsoon rains Tuesday, triggering flash flooding in a remote mountain village. Three people are dead as crews search for potential survivors. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
When the power goes out, will your home be ready? With a whole house generator from DeFranco Gas, you'll keep the lights on, the fridge running, and your family comfortable, no matter what the weather brings. DeFranco Gas offers expert sales, installation, and service on top quality whole house generators. Save even more with the Pensacola Energy Gas Rebate. Don't wait for the next outage. Call DeFranco Gas today, your local generator experts and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Fuel your peace of mind and find them at DeFrancoGas.com.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $299, now only $249 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $399, now $329 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, well, first up, changes are expected for the upcoming high school football season in Escambia County. Some games scheduled for Friday night could potentially be moved to Thursdays instead. This comes as part of a shortage of referees. The Southeastern Football Officials Association meets tonight at 6 p.m. That's in about an hour and a half. They will be meeting on the UWF campus in the Argo Center to meet with potential new refs.
Okay, here's your second story. Pensacola is set to make the weekend downtown trolleys permanent. I like this. The city began offering free trolleys on Friday and Saturday nights back in November. It was part of a pilot program to provide transportation in areas of downtown where there is free parking. Now, on July 17th, the City Council is going to decide whether to award Winterfest to Pensacola a three-year, almost $350,000 contract to operate the weekend trolleys. The city's parking fund will fund those trolleys.
All right. And your third top story this afternoon, there's been a jump in youth handgun ownership in the state of Florida. According to a study published this week in the Journal of Pediatrics, 6% of Florida teens are packing heat. The data shows a 65% surge in youth handgun ownership in the state of Florida from 2002 to 2022. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says he has not seen a rise in teen gun ownership locally.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Pensacola officials are working on a program that would save residents money on parking. Here's Mayor Reeves.
It could be as soon as August, could be into the fall. We're working on some of the back-end stuff that just we don't really control because the last thing we want to do is roll out a permit program where doesn't work.
Okay, the city's also working on a program for senior citizens living in the city limits. That would be flat rate and registered by license plates, so they really wouldn't have to use the app. So a couple of changes possibly on the way.
All right. And also, there could be new signage going up in Destin following the drowning of a 10-year-old named Trinity Esslinger, who was swept away while swimming with her family last month. City Council members discussed placing warning signs in the channel at a meeting earlier this week. The council unanimously approved placing signage, which would include information about currents and swimming dangers. There's no word on when the new signs will be placed or what they will look like.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Fly ball, right field, Moore back. He's on the track, he's at the wall. See ya! A home run for Judge. Number 34. And the Yankees lead
7-0. Moves to within one of Raleigh.
He peeked back there and said, I'm only one behind you now. As he crossed home plate.
On the YES Network, Aaron Judge hit his 34th home run of the Yankees' 10-3 win over the Mariners. One inning after Judge got within one home run of Cal Raleigh for the major league lead, Judge fell two behind again.
Cal, the deep drive to right field. Way back and gone. Up to the second deck in right field. Cal Raleigh, when will we stop being amazed? His 36th home run. It is now the most ever by a Seattle Mariner before the All-Star break. Simply incredible stuff from the Mariners catcher.
On Root Sports Northwest, Major League home run leader Cal Raleigh has one more homer before the All-Star break than Ken Griffey Jr. did for the Mariners back in 1998. The National League's home run leader also added to his total last night. Shohei Ohtani hit a leadoff blast for the Dodgers, but the NL West leaders lost their fifth game in a row, 3-1 to the Brewers. Milwaukee starting pitcher Jacob Mizorowski struck out 12. Ohtani leads the National League with 31 home runs. The Miami Marlins stretched their team record to 11 consecutive wins on the road. The Marlins sextupled the Reds Tuesday, 12-2, longest road win streak by any Major League team in 2 years since the Phillies won 13 in a row away from home. Wild ending at the Giants-Phillies game in San Francisco. Patrick Bailey became the first player in 9 years to end a game with a walk-off inside-the-park home run. A three-run homer that gave San Francisco a 4-3 win over Philadelphia. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and NBA 2K26 has revealed its final two cover athletes. This one's interesting. Angel Reese will represent the WNBA edition over Caitlin Clark. Oh, my God. While Carmelo Anthony appears on special edition covers, Reese in her second pro season set a rookie record for rebounds per game, and Carmelo Anthony is going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame this year.
Let me jump into something I know absolutely nothing about,
okay.
And it's the Reese thing with Caitlin.
Right.
Caitlin, I understand, is not allowing Reese on the All-Star team.
Ooh.
That's what I was reading earlier today.
I would have to do more research on that. But if that's the case, and this is score one for Reese here, Oklahoma City Thunder, of course, their star, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's the league MVP, and he rounded out the trio. We told you that earlier this week.
Okay, women cyclists are accusing USA Cycling of covering up the fact a trans athlete was competing against them in a road racing event. It was national championships held last week. Garrett Tini has more on the story.
That transgender cyclist, Kate KJ Phillips, ultimately won that race by passing the other cyclist in the final sprint to win by a single second. Julie Cutts-Peterson boycotted the podium after taking second place to protest organizers not listing Phillips among the cyclists who had registered for the race. USA Cycling hasn't explained why Phillips was allegedly not included on the list of registered racers and has not responded to our multiple requests for comment other than sending over its transgender policy, which states athletes only need to provide a signed declaration of their gender and prove their testosterone levels have been below a certain threshold for at least 2 years.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Scott Frost is back at UCF. However, he recently talked about his time in Nebraska and said he learned to not take the wrong job and came up with some lame bullcrap excuse how he was basically forced to take the job at his alma mater but never actually wanted to. The fact is, Frost as a coach was a disaster in Lincoln. In every close game, he urinated down his leg. He compiled a putrid 16-31 record and obviously never made a bowl game. And clearly, he still can't take any ownership of his failures. I'm Zach Gelb.
In a world of parks for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, here's a story, Austin, that will make you really appreciate our beaches. New report might make swimmers think twice about taking a dip in the waters off the coast of Maine. CJ Papa has the story.
A new report shows a pathogen risk was found at 78% of Maine beaches tested in 2024. The information from Environment Maine Research and Policy Center discovered 51 beaches were potentially unsafe for swimming on at least one day last year. More than 745 million gallons of sewage and polluted stormwater spewed into the state's waterways in 2023, the report stated. Common sources of pathogens in waterways include sewer overflows and runoff pollution. Scientists estimate 57 million instances of people getting sick each year across the nation from swimming in polluted waters. People suffering from nausea, diarrhea, ear infections, and rashes. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And one in three U.S. teenagers now have prediabetes. That's according to a concerning new report from the CDC. With prediabetes, if you don't know what that entails, blood sugar levels are high, but they're not high enough to officially be considered type 2 diabetes, which is linked to heart disease and other conditions, of course. Doctors say kids need to eat healthier and be more active.
Kind of a pestering situation, I would lead to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hot weather can lead to asthma symptoms. Lisa Brady has more this afternoon.
This is House Call for Health. Whether you love summer or not, medical experts say the hot weather can pose serious health risks. Besides heat exhaustion and heat stroke, doctors say sizzling temperatures can also increase the risk for asthma symptoms. Asthma is a disease of inflammation in the airway tubes of the lung. Heat worsens that inflammation, partly because heat can alter air quality. As one doctor explains it, hot weather can trap ozone and small particles of pollution lower in the atmosphere, leading to worse air quality. And that's a common trigger for asthma symptoms. One tip, if you have asthma and know there's extreme heat coming, try to stay indoors. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control services. You can visit insect.net today for more. Let's see, looking at the roads here, our worst looking spots are going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. These next few days into your weekend, going to have some rainfall chances with highs in the low 90s.
And we'll just call that pop-up showers, won't we?
Indeed.
Okay, let's talk about some of the national weather problems. Severe weather threats persist throughout parts of the U.S. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean in this afternoon and has the forecast.
Weather across central Texas should be relatively calm as search and recovery efforts continue in the Hill Country after catastrophic flooding hit the region on Friday and Saturday. We also have a high risk for flooding over sections of the Carolinas and the Mid-Atlantic, with strong to severe thunderstorms continuing to linger over the next few days. The risk for thunderstorms and possibly heavy rain for sections of the northern and central plains, as well as the possibility for scattered storms and isolated flash flooding over the southwest. We've also got an extreme heat warning for the deserts of California and Arizona. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Well, if rain is not the problem in a lot of places, it continues to make a mess out of Philadelphia, along with the sanitation worker strike. It is a mess. If you have to go to Philadelphia, maybe you might want to put off that trip. Here's Katie Byrne.
Storms move through Philly amid a sanitation strike, and people say the last thing they need is anything that adds to the mess. Even as heavy rain and strong winds blew through the city, because on top of the weather alerts, Philadelphia residents are getting alerts about an ongoing garbage crisis. City workers are on strike, fighting for higher pay and better benefits. Residents hope they reach an agreement soon and the rain doesn't turn streets into trash rivers and clog up the storm drains. Showers are in the forecast for Philly every day through Monday. People hope the rain will at least cool us off, as the strike has led to the closures of many city pools and libraries, places a lot of people look for relief from the summer heat. In Philadelphia, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
You betcha there's a change at the top of a social media giant. We're talking the Big X. Here's Lillian Wu.
The chief executive of X and a top lieutenant to Elon Musk says she's leaving the social media company 2 years after signing on to what was then called Twitter. Linda Yaccarino's departure caps a tumultuous run at the helm, and she posted to X, "When at Elon Musk and I first spoke of his vision for X, I knew it would be the opportunity of a lifetime to carry out the extraordinary mission of this company. I'm immensely grateful to him for entrusting me." Yaccarino, who spent decades in advertising, had previously worked at Turner Broadcasting and NBC Universal and was appointed in 2018 by President Trump to the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. She did not give a reason for her departure. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. President Trump says he will impose a 50% tariff on copper imports, suggesting that steeper, sector-specific duties are on the way. Trump adding he would soon announce tariffs at a very high rate of 200% for pharmaceutical imports. A new report says Amazon sellers are offering fewer discounts during this week's annual Prime Day event, pointing to tight margins. Bloomberg says the online sellers pulling back on deals account for nearly 60% of the products sold on Amazon. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News is releasing roughly a dozen newsroom staffers. Bloomberg's editor-in-chief says the company will merge several of its teams. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 217 points. The S&P 500 snapped a two-day losing streak, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ set a fresh record, up 192. U.S. crude oil futures for August are above 68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the company behind most Americans' credit scores has competition. This should light up a lot of people. How many times have you started yelling at those scores? Those scores can't be right. Here's Fox's Lillian Wu.
Mortgage lenders getting a new way of assessing borrowers applying for government-backed loans beyond the widely used FICO score. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's regulators saying VantageScore, created in 2006 by the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, can now be used to underwrite home loans. The Federal Housing Finance Agency in 2022 announced a transition away from the classic FICO credit scoring system and a transition toward the FICO 10T and VantageScore 4.0 models. VantageScore 4.0 incorporates alternative data such as rent and telecom payment history. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Max is now once again called HBO Max. Users will start seeing the name change reflected throughout the day. The streaming service originally launched as HBO Max in 2020 and later switched to Max in 2023 after Warner Media and Discovery merged. The change was meant to reflect the broad range of content that's available. However, the company found users watch HBO's premium content more than reality programs.
4:50, 10 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Some of the world's most powerful oil producers are looking to the future. This is a big meeting, OPEC meeting going on. Jonathan Savage, all over the story for us.
OPEC holds its annual seminar in Vienna, Austria today, a chance for the organization, whose members pump around half the world's oil, to discuss the planet's energy challenges. The meeting comes at a time when oil output is expected to be stepped up. Next month, OPEC members are reportedly set to complete the unwinding of voluntary production cuts that have been in place for several years. The purpose was to stop prices falling from oversupply, but now demand is so strong they don't feel the need. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And AI chipmaker NVIDIA has become the first company to hit $4 trillion in market value. The surge in value comes as tech giants race to build massive data centers using NVIDIA chips to power their services. The company CEO also noted that global demand for NVIDIA's AI infrastructure is incredibly strong, and tech analysts called the milestone a huge historical moment for the U.S. tech sector.
And less than 15 minutes ago, we were telling you about, you know, the transgender situation in California. Well, the Trump administration, I just want to kind of further this story on for you. Trump administration is suing California, accusing the state of violating Title IX and discriminating against women by allowing transgender athletes to compete on women's teams. Matt Flynn has more on this story.
The lawsuit says that California's alleged Title IX violations are viscerating athletic opportunities for girls and forcing them to share sensitive spaces with boys. The Trump administration says California's Department of Education has thwarted President Trump's executive order barring men in women's sports and says California is defying Title IX. The lawsuit condemns this, writing, "The results of these illegal policies are stark. Girls are displaced from podiums, denied awards, and miss out on critical visibility for college scholarships and recognition."
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and some frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Don't forget your radios to hear the commentary of the show on News Radio 92.3. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Blue Angels are flying to Pensacola Beach this week, and on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m., you can catch the live narration right here on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I'm tired of looking around, wondering what I gotta do. I'm supposed to be. I don't want to be anything other than me.
4:55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price on a roll this afternoon, looking at that weather and local traffic together. I wonder how they get these boy bands to say the word baby. It's not, it's baby. Baby.
Yeah, you know, a lot of artists, that's Gavin DeGraw, of course, I love that song, but a lot of artists, they... Yeah, they'll just kind of fluctuate their words to make it sound better, roll better, rhyme better. Eminem does that.
It's called laziness.
It's called creativity.
Is that what it's called?
All right.
Hey, I want to get into this before you get into the weather here, because we loved our texters.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump in here, because we were talking about, I was talking about a story, Caitlin Clark allowing Angel Reese not into... You can help me here because the texter did it so eloquently.
Yeah, she didn't pick Angel Reese for the Eastern team
there you go.
In the All-Star game.
In which I said, and it wasn't the case, Angel will go to the West team.
Right. She you got see, picked by
and that's
the
why
West
we like to recognize our texters.
Yeah, yeah, because I said...
Straightness keepeth us straight.
I was like, Chris made it sound worse than it did.
Exactly.
All right, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. That is worse than usual. Same with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Those are your two worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. The next several days do have rainfall chances with highs in the low 90s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You see, that's what we call transparency around here. You know?
Right.
Keeping it above board. This is a funny story. I think a Minnesota man is rescued after spending days stuck in a sewer. Jeff Manasso has more on this story.
It was a 911 call that came in Tuesday morning. Someone heard screaming from a sewer in St. Paul. A man who apparently fell into a sewer opening. He was in there for 4 days.
The individual, when we got on scene, was about 10 feet down of some type of shaft or a manhole.
Jamie Smith, deputy chief with St. Paul Fire.
It appears that he was walking and just fell through right on or around July 4th.
He says the manhole cover was at the bottom of the sewer with the victim and that it appeared someone had tampered with it. The victim, alert and conscious, was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And apparently, Chris, is just a five-hour drive from the most exciting city in the United States and the most boring. The financial website Finance Buzz studied 75 U.S. cities and ranked Atlanta as the most exciting city. Rankings were based on five categories: culinary scene, nightlife, celebrations, population makeup, outdoor activities, things to do. You get it. Atlanta is followed by Miami, St. Louis, Orlando, and New York City. But on the other end of the spectrum, Jacksonville, Florida topped the list of the most boring. Rounding out the top five boring were Wichita, Kansas, Corpus Christi, Texas, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, I wonder how the Jaguars feel about that.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face.
News Radio 92.3. A team of scientists have discovered a long-lost partial shipwreck from World War II. Fox's Sue Guzman has an explanation for us.
It's been on the Pacific Ocean floor for 83 years. A torpedo slammed into the cruiser USS New Orleans in 1942, sinking the bow in the Battle of Tassafaronga during fighting off of Guadalcanal. The blast blew apart a large chunk of the vessel and left 182 crew members dead. Rest of the ship was miraculously kept afloat and returned to shore. The National World War II Museum says a team of researchers discovered the 150-foot section on the ocean floor Sunday using a remotely operated vehicle and special mapping technology and made a positive identification. The imagery viewed by hundreds of experts around the world in real time. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Netflix's new music competition series debuting today. Should be interesting. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Building the Band from Netflix is the final TV project of former One Direction member Liam Payne. The show features 50 singers looking for band members sight unseen based only on their vocals. It's hosted by Backstreet Boys star A.J. McLean, with Nicole Scherzinger as head judge and Kelly Rowland and Payne as guest judges.
How these bands are put together is not normal. We weren't put together that way.
I want you to just go for it.
We might be looking at the winner right here.
Payne died last October in Argentina. Episodes 1 through 4 of Building the Band drop first, with more to come on July 16th and 23rd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, we're getting ready to really dive into some interesting local stories this next hour here, so I want you to be around. That's an invitation. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.